You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just didn't play good enough football. That's point blank. We need to watch the film and see what happened, but not see the football.
I know you guys have been frustrated by the lack of turnovers lately. When you look at the tape from previous games and when you look at this game tonight, what do you think is just lacking in that area?
Just not enough playmaking.
Were they getting the ball off fast? That way when they were to get home, they might...
No excuse, man. We need to find ways to affect the game.
T.J. Watt not happy after the Steelers' 35-25 loss at home to the Packers. And now they host the red-hot Indianapolis Colts, who come in with, I don't even know if it's arguably, the best offense in all of football, Jason.
Yeah, this is the fully revved up, recharged return. The roar is back, and we still haven't even seen really Rice downfield yet. I'm interested to see what these teams do in this game. I'm interested to see what these teams do before the deadline. I have serious questions about Buffalo. I know they destroyed Carolina coming off a bye, but I don't love their defensive line. I don't love their pass rush. I don't love their secondary. Now, look, he's been great with time to prepare, and let's face it, the Bills have been preparing for this game since the bye. I mean, Carolina was a speed bump on the way to what they have going. I'm interested to see how these teams adapt and react. If anybody in this division looks like they can be a threat for the teams at the top of this conference, and I just have a hard time buying anybody in this division beating the likes of Buffalo, Denver, Kansas City, Indianapolis.
But what about Buffalo? Pittsburgh this weekend against the Colts. They're at home. They lose this game. They're 500.
I don't think anybody in this division can beat any of those teams, including the Colts. Like, I put the Colts in that list. Like, I think there's a class in this conference that I'm not ready to put any team in the North in. And there's a lot of numbers, right, that'll tell you that this is when Mike Tomlin's teams bow up. And
this is on brand if they won this game.
It is, but also we've said that about the Ravens, and it took them a while to get there. Pittsburgh is 15-5-1 against the spread. Their last 21 is a home dog. They're 7-1-1 against the spread. Their last 9 as a home dog of 3 points or more. But guys, we can go back their last 16 games, they're allowing over 25 points a game. That's a full season. We're going back 16 games. We're going back into last year. I'm not just focused on the fact that they allowed 35 and then 33 the week before that. Last 16 games, they've allowed 27 points or more 9 times. They've allowed 29 points or more 7 times. They're 30th in total defense. They're allowing 386 yards a game.
I think the first drive that Indy has will be very telling.
Yeah, but here's the flip side. The Packers didn't do diddly squat in the first half of that game.
And then Jordan Love completes 20 straight passes in the second half. But I feel like especially so this game, Ken, because coming off that second half debacle where they got embarrassed in prime time, if Indy goes right down the field and scores a touchdown, I think things could snowball and they could get ran out of their own building.
Jason, I'm going to ask you a question I think I asked you earlier in the week. And that is, you know, we talk a lot on this show about the Roquan Smith contract and what it's how bad it could be moving forward. The TJ Watt contract, they just signed him. He's making $40 million plus a year, and he doesn't look like an every-down player anymore.
Could be a total disaster. I mean, I think you're going to have to recalibrate expectations. Like, when are they using him? How are they using him? I know in that building, they feel like they can't sit back and play zone and try to just rush for. So I think they're going to play more man. I think they're going to blitz more, and that might help him out. But when you pay a guy that much money, you don't really want to be thinking about what do we have to do to maximize Watt. It should be how many people is Watt making better? And I'm just not sure that's going to be the case for them. His brother hit the wall and
never came back.
His body started falling apart quickly. We saw it with the older Bosa. Now we're seeing it with the younger Bosa. Like, I don't know if this Watt is in line for as precipitous of a fall as his brother, but like, I think people forget that like his brother was going out to Arizona to try to pad his stats at the end of the year. Nobody else really wanted him.
No.
I'll say this too. A lot of the focus is on TJ Watt, and rightfully so, but Alex Highsmith just got paid not that long ago as well, and he's got 1.5 sacks, 1 tackle. Like, he's been a non-factor as well. Well, their whole defense,
Cam Hayward,
the highest paid defense in football. They all stink.
Think about the name guys. So TJ Watt looks like he's falling off a cliff. You mentioned Highsmith got paid not doing much.
Darius Cam, Slay got $10 million.
Cam Hayward looks like he's cooked. Slay and Ramsey don't look great. Patrick Queen, like the guys they paid aren't playing good football. And the Harmon kid, who I love out of Oregon, got hurt in what, preseason and doesn't look right yet.
It's bad. I mean, it's bad. And again, Indianapolis, what they're doing offensively, 3.46 points per drive. That's the highest in the NFL since 2000. 62% of their drives end in a score. That's the highest in the NFL since 2000. 34 points a game. 14.5 points per game point differential. 385 yards total offense. Again, Pittsburgh's giving up 386. I think Indianapolis has their way with them.
They are having the anniversary of the 2005 Steelers. I saw Bill Cowher. He's apparently going to give them a pep talk. Maybe.
I remember the Ravens once played the Steelers on a like either a Sunday night or a Monday night, and it was an anniversary, and they had all the old Steelers players there, and the Ravens got their the Ravens got their rear ends killed. Coming up next, by the way, we'll have our best bets with Bone during TMI, and we'll get some Beltway Ben's best bets. Won a bet there at 4:45. But coming up next, Lamar Jackson on the football field for the first time in over a month. Looked like he almost looked like he never left, but there were some growing pains during the game. What about Lamar yesterday? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.